La 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 la
preparation for the lesson, rare excerpts from the lessons of Kabbalist Rav Baruch Shalom Ashlag with commentaries of his student and successor, Rav Michael Leitman. If we learn that a person should have a choice, what is the choice? Two forces. If he's already an animal, he's got no choice. What does an animal have? So what is done from above is given a stronger desire. So again, he has it. I can give you an example. A person who is not used to working in order to bestow, I have to have some passion, some lust. So he doesn't have much taste in eating or drinking and sleeping. A person begins to walk in the work of the Creator. He can give up sleep. Fine. You see that there is no work. They give him more taste in sleeping. He overcomes again. You see, he overcomes that there is greater intensification. He asks more strength to be greater each time. So again, more flavor in sleep. So every time that flavor in sleep was revived, let's say he had a quarter of a kilogram of pleasure in sleep, and he asked for help from above, give me strength to be able to rise before dawn to learn, and he got it. So the next day, it's easy for him to get up, so he doesn't have a choice. So what's done from above? They give him a kilogram of pleasure in sleep. I can't. So again, he needs help. So he was greater than his friend. His desire is greater than him. So he will be able to start asking for help. So each day he repents. Why? Yesterday was a smaller degree. Today he wants a bigger degree before the Creator. So from above he is given this strength. Therefore, those who begin to learn and overcome, they get a flavor for eating and drinking and sleeping. Why? To have a reason to decide. So they are angry. But now, it should be to the contrary. Now they're given room for work. I remember once a person came to my father and said, I see I'm getting worse. In every equality, I'm getting worse. So Baal Sulam said to him, there's a man who came crying to his Rav to give him an advice. What's the problem? My father left me an inheritance, several orchards, and I have no energy to cultivate them. Is this a reason for crying? You have many qualities, many fields to cultivate. Why are you angry? Do you get the answer? So, when a person sees that he's fit to work, otherwise a little contradiction, I need to work. I see about you. Do you enjoy sleeping in Rehovot or in Bnei Brak? Where do you sleep better?
Here.
So it was worthwhile to move from Rehovot and live in Bnei Brak to get a good taste of the sleep.
But I'm sleeping, so what did I gain from that?
Answer me.
Yes.
You. So now,
so how do I overcome now?
You understand what I'm saying? I like to sleep, so it should be over all of life. I prefer to sleep, so it's better than talking.
I understand.
Do you know what sleep is?
So how do you overcome and really pray? Overcome and to prayer.
With prayer you want.
So from above they want us to ask for it.
Yeah.
So how to reach those requests?
Ask not in the mouth, only in the desire in the heart. You can't come out of it. A prayer means what the heart demands. It's called work in the heart. Grant us wisdom and understanding and knowledge, but I have no money. Return us our Father to your law, but I have no honor. Is this important what we say? What's important is what's missing.
I woke up to the lesson, I overcame the pleasure of sleeping, obviously with the help of the environment. Question for a workshop. Everybody speaks together. How do I cause connection now in the lesson with the friends, especially when I'm despaired of my own forces? And what should I do that for? Again, active workshop. Everybody speaks together. How do I cause connection now in the lesson with the friends, especially when I'm despaired from my own forces? And what should I do that for?
It's all a question of desire. If there's a will, you can make changes and pray.
That point we were talking about from yesterday, that the despair must push us to happiness and not to do actions.
Why should I do it? In order to show, in order to come to a real prayer through the efforts, that something will awaken in me, that will move inside of me.
The whole matter here is how not to let go, but to be stubborn and pray for the connection of the friends. And that's what we have to help each other with.
Right. That's what above reason is about. In my reason, I am despaired with my own strength, but I still have the strength to act, to go above reason, because of the importance of the goal.
Yeah, and I adhere to the friends. From the friends doing it, I'm doing like them. The habit becomes a second nature. And that's why I get used to do what everybody does, what the friends do. That's what I do.
Okay. We
work together and expect connection as a result of our work.
Yeah, that's how we are, a mutual connection, holding each other. Doesn't matter what comes above, below us, because it's all in our acting.
I have to see that everything depends on me, and I can make that connection now. Whatever situation I came to the lesson in, the fact that the Creator brought me to the lesson means I'm able, and I have a role, and I have responsibility, and I am obliged.
We have to show each other an example on this, that we're overcoming in prayer, that we're asking, that
Shabbat shalom.